Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
God provides. There's no question about that. But how? Our story today shows two different ways, both the Lord's provision. We read, quote, "And they ate of the produce of the land on the day after the Passover, unleavened bread and parched grain on the very same day. Then the manna ceased on the day after they had eaten the produce of the land, and the children of Israel no longer had manna, but they ate the food of the land of Canaan that year." Joshua 5:11-12. Here we see both a supernatural provision, the manna, and a natural provision, the produce of the land. The word produce is stored grain, provided indirectly by the Canaanites. Of course, the day after the Passover, when the manna stopped, was the beginning of the days of unleavened bread. Recall the link. A redeemed people, pictured in the Passover as the death of Christ for us, should be a righteous people, where the pure unleavened flour speaks of the life of Christ in us. We also read of parched grain. Roasting gelatinizes the starch content of the grain, changing the saturated fat into unsaturated. As well, carbs are changed to sugar, and the roasting process makes grain more palatable and more digestible. So God's provision comes to us both ways. It may be supernatural, miraculous, but it also may come naturally, involving our own planning and hard work. Yet the one provision is as much from God as the other. Who gives us the ability to think and work? Who sends sunshine and rain? Who makes plants grow? God does. The Lord Jesus has the right word on this. Quote, "Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or drink or wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek." Matthew 6:31-32. But your heavenly Father knows just what you need.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.